You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You can't think about New Orleans or even smell the air there without being overwhelmed by the importance of food, its history and culture. Restaurants in and around the city employ about 10% of the population, by some estimates. And since 1946, Leah Chase has been in the kitchen of the restaurant Dookie Chase's. Quite simply, she's a legend in the city. Her restaurant got 5.5 feet of water in Katrina and closed for 2 years. She's 92 now, and we caught up with her. Where else? The Dookie Chase kitchen.
Right now, I'm in my kitchen. I get in here about 8 o'clock in the morning. And then I can stand only a limited amount of time. So I will do my cooking. Like this morning, I had to make meatballs and spaghetti and tomato basil soup and red beans and all that. And then after I get it going, then I will sit down and just walk out orders to everybody else, which is hard for me to do because I don't have the patience, you know. Sometimes I get ugly.
I know a lot of people have been asking you about the storm, but I want to know, you had 2 years where Dookie Chase's was closed. What was that like, those 2 years when you were not in your restaurant?
Well, for me, it was misery. For me, it was just moving like a robot every day, just doing what you have to do and not knowing really where you're going. Just going from day to day and hoping for the best. But a lot of people came, honey, to help me clean up. People came from all over this country to help me clean up and to help me get. And I feel so blessed because there are a lot of people my age. I was, what, 83 years old at that time. And that was unbelievable for a person my age to even think about the work I had to do. But I got a lot of faith in God, a lot of faith in myself, and faith in people. And the people helped me, so I'm so blessed to be here.
Did you ever think about not reopening?
No, that never crossed my mind. That's how I know I'm crazy. You know, crazy people don't know what they're doing half the time. You just do it. So I never thought about I couldn't open. That never crossed my mind. I knew that what I could do and what I would try to do. And not only had I bring this restaurant back, I had to bring a whole community back because everything was gone. All my people that were around me, everything was gone. But thank God that I was able to have enough energy to keep it going and to get it going. And now, would you believe, I just got a pacemaker. So I got new energy. My doctor guaranteed me 10 more years. So how about that?
You talk about your community. There are a lot of people wondering about what the fabric of the New Orleans community is like right now. Do you feel a change 10 years out?
There is a change. A change, some of it good, some of it not good. I mean, when I say not good, I mean I lost all of my people that I knew all of my life here. People that helped make me are gone. Some of them are gone for better things. Some of them found better places to live. And things happen for the best all the time. So I stay here and I just work with what I have to work with. But the neighborhoods are coming back and coming back, honey, totally different. Totally different. We have now more mixed racial mixtures in the neighborhoods. It is unbelievable what's happening in New Orleans here. We have a lot of young people coming, and goodness knows we need them. Young people have vision. Young people have energy. So we need all the young people we can have. And a lot of them are coming back to help us, and we are so grateful.
Every single story that is written about you, and it even quotes your son, everything talks about your work ethic. Can you just distill for me what the Leah Chase work ethic is?
My work ethic is, as long as you're living, I was always taught that, as long as you're living, you have to work. It is work not only for yourself, honey. It is work to help other people lift. If you have things going for yourself, you need to help somebody else. You need to lift people up. And that is my work, is to lift people up and to help this whole community going. And I feel like, I don't care, age doesn't matter. If you have the energy, the health, you're supposed to work. You're supposed to work. You're supposed to make a difference. And that's all I try to do, is make a difference.
What has changed the most in your kind of personal economy in the past 10 years? What do you think has been the biggest change for you?
The biggest change, my dear, the people. People have different work ethics now. Sometimes I think they're confused, especially the young people. We have to keep on helping them up because I guess they don't understand a lot of things. Some of them don't understand the many things people did to get them this far and the courage it took so many people. So that's the whole thing, is try to make these young people understand that you have to remember. You don't harp on the past, you remember it and you build on it. So that's what I tried to do. Encourage these young people to go ahead, move ahead, help us to move ahead. That's the most important thing.
Does that mean staying in New Orleans for them or going somewhere else?
No, they don't have to stay in New Orleans. We want them to stay in New Orleans because we need them. But if they have to move on, they have to move on. But we like them to stay here because we need all these young people here with vision, with energy. We need that. And we're getting a lot of them, so we're grateful.
Leah Chase, it is an honor to speak with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, dear. Thank you.